And look, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They talked with each other about all of these things which had happened. It happened, while they talked and questioned together, that Jesus himself came near, and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things which have happened there in these days?" He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things concerning Jesus, the Nazarene, a man who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death, and crucified him, but we were hoping that it was he who would redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Also, certain women of our company amazed us, having arrived early at the tomb, and when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of us went to the tomb, and found it just like the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." They drew near to the village, where they were going, and he acted like he would go further. They urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is almost evening, and the day is almost over." He went in to stay with them. It happened, that when he had sat down at the table with them, he took the bread and gave thanks. Breaking it, he gave to them. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, "Weren't our hearts burning within us, while he spoke to us along the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" They rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." They related the things that happened along the way, and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread.